Hashem tells Yaakov, you know, don't worry about leaving the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to go see your son Yosef in Mitzrayim. It's going to be okay. I thought we were talking about the Kedusha, maybe Kedusha's basic Knesset, the Kedusha in Shul. A Jew comes to Rav Zerbezim with the following case. He said they were once in Shul, and there was a Gabe there. And the Gabe and the Rabbi of the Shul were very devoted to make sure that the Shul was very strong in their tefillah, and they always asked the Mispalim and the congregants who daven there to make sure to silence their cell phones when it comes to davening, a very common thing that people should know. They would come into shul, at least turn your phone on vibrate, the best thing to be able to put it on silent. One day, a congregant named Shmuel left both of his two cell phones on top of his table to be shliach tzibur. Unfortunately, when he was davening Shmuel Ezra in front of the packed shul, one of his phones kept on going off, and it was disturbing very much. But not only one of them was going off, as soon as the first one stopped ringing, the second one was ringing, and then when the second one stopped ringing, they both started ringing together in harmony. The Gabbai got so frustrated, he decided, he finished up his Shmoneh Esrei, and he took over two of the cell phones, and while they were still ringing, and brought them outside, and left them outside. When Shmuel finished davening, he asked what happened to his cell phones, and the Gabbai told him that he put them outside. Obviously, Shmuel goes outside the shul, and lo and behold, the cell phones aren't there. Shmuel says back to the Gabe, why did you not try to find me? I don't understand. At least try to protect them. Why are you just leaving them in the middle of the street and leaving them outside of the shul? What's going on in here? The Gabe said back to Shmuel, I'm sorry. It's not my job in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei Chazar Shachatz to start finding out whose phones they are. I put the phones right where they belong in the street. They come to Zobrasi now and ask them, who is right? Who has to pay now for these phones? Is it the Gabe? Is the Gabbai's fault? The Gabbai just left him on Hefker? Or is it really the Shlech Tzibar's help, Shmuel, because he should have silenced his phone at the end of the day? Rav Zoberstein said the following beginning. He said, maybe Shmuel was over the laws of davening because he let his phone ring in the middle of shul and disturb Shimon Ezra. He knows that at the end of the day, he knew that you're part of the shul, you know that the shul has certain rules. Maybe he should have turned off his cell phone. However, Rav Zoberstein says, no, really, the Gabbai violated certain laws in Chosha Mishpah and the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe you would say that he was justified in leaving it out into the street to preserve the Kedusha. But at least he should have guarded them. At least he should have said, hey, you know what, I'm doing a good thing, but I can't just leave it out in the middle of the street. Who knows, maybe someone might have stolen it. The Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Shin Yud Tes, Hilchos Socher, Sif Aleph. Basically, if Reuven leaves a produce in Shimon's field without permission, if he leaves some object in his friend Shimon's field without Rishus, or if he tricks his friend Shimon into letting him put something there, Shimon is allowed, according to the Shulchan Aruch, take some of the produce that Reuven leaves there, and sell it to be able to use the money to pay workers to throw the produce out into the street. He's able to use what his friend Shimon left there, and able to use it. They'd be able to pay the workers to throw the produce out into the street. However, you might take from this that the Gabbai was allowed to, just like the Shimon's allowed to take from his friend Reuven just to be able to move the produce into the street. Shimon's allowed to pay now. He's allowed to pay people to be able to remove his friend Reuven's produce from his field. You might think, oh, just like the Gabbai is also allowed to remove Shimon's phones out into the street. However, the difference is in the Shulchan Aruch, Reuven had no business leaving his produce on Shimon's private property. Meaning, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he wasn't allowed to. Reuven wasn't allowed to leave his stuff in Shimon's field, right? So Shimon was allowed to now move it. In our case, unfortunately, it's common for people to bring their phones into shul. It's a common thing that people do that. It's a common thing, unfortunately, when you have a phone out going off in the middle of Shimon Esrei, it's a common thing, and therefore the Gabbai had zero right to throw them out into the street. The Gabbai had zero ability and zero right to be able to just throw it out. And then Rav Zerbasin adds on, the Shulchan Aruch also brings down Chosha Mishpat Simen Beis Sif Aleph, that any Beis, even if they didn't receive Simicha, Kol Beis Din, Afilo Einim Smucha Meretz Yisrael, even if they didn't get Smicha Meretz Yisrael, Imra Mishayim Prutzim Ba'averis, if they see that the nation is sitting in tremendous sins, Donim Ben Misa Ben Mamon Ben Kol Dinei Onesh, Afilo Einim Medavar Edus Gemura. What does the Moshe Shulchan Aruch say? If there's a pressing need to deal with it, they may punish with death, monetary penalties, or any other punishment. If they see that there's something going on, something really bad going on, and they have to put an end to something, right? Even if they don't have smicha, they're able to pask and be able to decide something. However, the Gabbai here, he doesn't have that authority. No one said that there's no sign outside the shul and saying, hey, if your phone goes off in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the Gabbai's going to leave your phone outside. So for two reasons, therefore, the Gabbai has to pay. One is that there's no who told this Gabbai he was able to do it, he'd be able to make this person mentioned stuff hefker. He should have realized that even if he's able, he's trying to do something good, he's trying to preserve the kedusha of the shul, he still has to guard the cell phones, at least put them in his pocket or leave them outside in the code room, do something to be able to make sure those phones get back to the rightful owner. And number two, Rav Zorbersin said he doesn't have the authority of like a bezin. The Shulchan Aruch says that a bezin has the ability to be able to speak up if someone's doing something wrong. The Gabbai didn't have any authority. At the end of the day, Rav Zorbersin did ask a very Torah, one of the Torah leaders of our generation, he doesn't say who, he said, I cannot answer this question. But he does say a very cute thing at the end. He said here, once there was a shul with a sign outside with a quote from Az Yashir. He says how the whole thing with the phones have to do with in the tefillah of Az Yashir. Anyone who enters the shul should make sure that their cell phones are yidmu ka'aven. What does yidmu ka'aven mean? The line from Az Yashir, they will be silent as stones. Or at the very least, yochazemu ra'ad. They should be gripped with a shuddering, with a vibrant mode. However, if a phone is Az Yashir, the phone's going to sing that little Shrekky song, that new YBC song, that new Eitan Katz song, it's likely to what? Salu kaferis b'mayim adirim. It's likely to sink in the like lead in the water. Rav Zorbersin just giving a nice cute thing to be able to tie it into this field of Az Yashir. At the end of the day, we all know how sometimes very annoying and how frustrating it is when you're davening Shmon Esrei, and unfortunately someone's phone is going off in the middle of Shmon Esrei. I know personally there's nothing worse. Well, the only thing worse of a cell phone going off in the middle of davening is the guy behind you who doesn't really know that you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to daven Shmon Esrei out loud. But no, one of the other main things is that when phones go off, we should be zocher Mer Hashem to always make sure to guard the kedusha of our shuls, Mer Hashem, and be able to turn off our cell phones and be able to make sure that we're able to daven the proper way. And if we know that there's a big football game on a Sunday, make sure maybe to have a daven in the early mincha, so we'll be able to focus on the 4:20 mincha when we come into shul Be'ez Hashem. Shvizochet to guard the kedusha of the shul, so every go on to the tefillas, in the mincha of the winter. Shkoyach.